our hand.
Nitaye ra karuna habe, braje radha krishna pabe, daro nitaye charana dukhani.
Nitaye ra karuna habe, only when Lord Nityananda's mercy is there, braje radha krishna pabe. Everybody talks about Radha Krishna, Vrindavan. Only by Nityananda's mercy we can access Radha and Krishna.
Dharo nitai charana dukani.
Therefore, with great determination, let us grab on to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So today is a day when we are all clamoring for that mercy, where we are desperately grabbing. Today is the day of desperation. You've seen sometimes beggars, how desperate they are. Before coming to Krishna consciousness, I would go sometimes to Haji Ali. And there, on certain days, there would be a lot of crowd. And so many beggars would be there sitting in huge queue. And when people would go, they would be desperate. Desperate for alms. So beggars, you know, so we have to identify with them. Generally we look at beggars from up-down approach. We look down upon them. But today is the day, we identify ourselves with the beggars.
He no nitai bine bhai, Radha Krishna paite nai, drida koro daro nitair pai, drida koro daro nitair pai.
Narottam Das Thakur has said that, He no nitai bine bhai, without Lord Nityananda's mercy, Radha Krishna paite nai, we will not get Radha and Krishna's mercy. Drida kori, therefore with great determination, dharo nitair pai. So we grab on to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Once when Srila Prabhupada was asked by a disciple, Srila Prabhupada, I don't have determination to practice spiritual life, what should I do? So Srila Prabhupada said, you have to be determined. He thought Srila Prabhupada didn't understand his question. He said, Srila Prabhupada, if I am not determined, then what should I do? Prabhupada said, you have to be determined. And when he again asked, Srila Prabhupada became very grave. He said, if you don't have determination, you are an animal. So, we have to show Krishna that we are not animals, we are determined to become pure. So today is the day. It's also the day of introspection. Today is the day we press the pause button of our lives. And we ask ourselves, where is my life heading to? Today is the day we count our blessings. And also we express gratitude, you know. One question we can ask is, where was I heading to if it was not for the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our parampara? And it's a very scary thought of what we would have been had we not come to Krishna consciousness. So that will sober us up, and therefore we can fill our hearts with gratitude on this day. Also, our attempts to glorify Lord Nityananda on his appearance day is like that of a tiny bird who tries to fly in the sky and measure the sky. How much can a bird measure the sky? It's not possible. Similarly, how much can we glorify Lord Nityananda Prabhu? But for two reasons we discuss these pastimes and we hear these pastimes. First, to purify our own hearts. And second, for the pleasure of the Lord. So for purification and for pleasure of the Lord, we are going to discuss. So this is the introduction to today's class. Now, we'll briefly discuss the identity of Lord Nityananda. Who is Lord Nityananda? And then, what are the two most important qualities that Lord Nityananda embodies? Once we understand these two philosophical and scientific principles of who Lord Nityananda is, and what are the two most important principles or qualities he embodies, then we can actually make the best use of today's festival. We can actually be properly situated in our consciousness. So what is Lord Nityananda's identity? Who is Lord Nityananda? So in this chapter, previous verses, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes,
Sankarshana karanato yashai, garbo dashai, payob dashai, sheshascha yasyam shakalasa nitya, nanda kyarama sharanam mamastu, sharanam mamastu.
I take shelter, I surrender to Lord Nityananda, who is none other than
Sankarshana Karanato Yashai, Garbo Dashai, Payob Dashai.
He is none other than Sankarshana, he is none other than Mahavishnu, from whom comes Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, from whom comes Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Shesha also, Ananta Shesha also comes from him. Therefore, Nityananda Ramam, Sharanam Mamastu, I surrender. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna and Balaram are non-different. The only difference between Krishna and Balaram is Krishna is the complexion of a dark monsoon cloud. Balaram is that of a white spring cloud. Krishna carries a flute, Balaramji carries his plow. Otherwise there is no difference. Both are supreme lords. The first immediate from Krishna expansion is Balaram. And then from Balaramji, we have the Chaturviva. Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Vasudeva, Aniruddha. From Sankarsana comes Narayan. From Narayan again the second quadruple expansion of Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev come. And then from Sankarsana comes Mahavishnu, also known as Karanodakshaya Vishnu. From Karanodakshaya Vishnu, who enters the material creation, then Lord Vishnu expands into each of the material universes as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And then the same Lord enters into the heart of each and every living entity as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. So, and all the incarnations come through Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. But where is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu coming from? Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu from Karanodakshaya Vishnu. Karanodakshaya Vishnu from Sankarsana. Sankarsana from Narayan. Narayan from, we are going backwards. Sankarsana. And Sankarsana from Balaram. So Balaramji, or who is none other than Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Balaramji is Nityananda Prabhu. Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Balaramji is the origin. All are coming from Balaram. And what is Balaram or Lord Nityananda's relationship with this material world? What is the connection? Maya Bhartajanda Sangashrayanga Shete Sakshat Karanambodhi Madhye Esekamsha Shri Pumanadi Devas Tam Shri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye. Tam Shri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye. I surrender to Lord Nityananda. I offer my respectful obeisances to him. Because he is Maya Bharta Janda Sangashrayanga. He is the master of the material energy. He is the controller of the material energy. For today, if we take shelter of Lord Nityananda, he can, if he is pleased with us, he can order the material energy to spare us. Maya Bharta Janda Sangashrayanga Shete Sakshat Karanam Bodhi Madhye. And from him come all the universes, all the expansions, everything. Ese Kamsha Shri Pumanadi Devas. All the incarnations are his plenary expansions. And to such a personality, Nityananda Prabhu, I offer my obeisances. So this is Lord Nityananda. Brajendra Nandana Sachisuta Hoilo Se. Krishna has come as Sachisuta. Balaram Hoilo Nitai. So Balaramji is Nityananda Prabhu. And now that we have understood that Nityananda Prabhu is Balaramji, now we have to understand Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Briefly. So right in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is one of the foundational verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami makes it very beautifully, explains how to understand Gaur Nitai. All of us want to know Gaur Nitai. When we see Nitai Gaur Chandra, we want to know how do we approach them. Very beautiful. He says, Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudodaye Pushpavanto Chitro Sando Tamonado. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya, my respectful obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Sahodito, and to Nityananda Prabhu also, Sa Udito, both of them have arisen at the same time. How? Gaudodaye Pushpavanto Chitro Sando Tamonado. They have arisen like the sun and the moon rising simultaneously from the Gauda region, the Bengal region. From there, it never happens. Sun and the moon never rise together. But very poetically, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Gaudodaye Pushpavanto Chitro Sando Tamonado. Beautiful sun. Who is compared to sun here? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And moon? Nityananda Prabhu. They have come to dispel Chitro Sando Tamonudu. They have come to give us unlimited happiness and they have come to dispel all darkness of ignorance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially, he removes all darkness from our lives. Darkness means, just like the sun arises, all darkness goes away. When we approach Lord Chaitanya, all ignorance will go away. Sri Chaitanya Prabhum Vande Balopi Adanugrahat Tare Nana Matagraha Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram. Very beautifully, in the next chapter, Kaviraj Goswami says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he? Prabhu Mande Balopiyad Anugrahat. If Lord Chaitanya gives Anugraha on a child, Balopiyad Anugrahat, what will happen to that child? Believe it or not, Tare Nana Matagraha. The child can swim across an ocean filled with graha, crocodiles. Tare Nana Matagraha. Which ocean? Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram. This material world, especially in India, is very true. Siddhanta Sagar. It's an ocean of philosophical explanations. So, a lot of speculations. It's a big ocean and there are many dangerous crocodiles here. But even a child can swim across this ocean by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And the best example of this is December book distribution marathon. Even children do book distribution. Everyone, person is new in bhakti, he has answers to all the questions. And even if he doesn't know at that point, spur of the moment, Krishna inspires him to give the right answers. Book distribution is the best example when this verse can be seen in practical, it can be demonstrated. Tare nana matagra, all confusions, speculations we can swim across by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophical truth which he has given us. So Lord Chaitanya gives us clarity. Lord Chaitanya gives us the power of discrimination. Lord Chaitanya removes the darkness. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he is compared to what? Moon. So what does the moon do? It gives us a very cooling effect. So while Lord Chaitanya removes darkness, Lord Nityananda removes distress. Lord Chaitanya gives clarity. Lord Nityananda gives coolness, satisfaction. Lord Chaitanya helps us get strong discrimination. Lord Nityananda infuses our hearts with devotion.
Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala je chai jagat jurai je chai jagat jurai
je chai jagat jurai. All the burning hankering of the heart, all the suffering that we are going through, let us admit, let us accept in this August assembly that we all have lot of dukkha, distress, jagat jurai. All that will go away when Lord Nityananda, Nitai Padakamala Koti Chandra, 1 crore moons, imagine 1 crore moons are on the sky. What will be the coolness experienced? That means that is the relief from suffering that Lord Nityananda would provide. So if we remember today and pray to Lord Nityananda, we'll feel cool, we'll feel relieved, we'll feel happy. So therefore Lord Nityananda guarantees unlimited happiness and relief from suffering. And once, you know, Devamrut Maharaj, all of us know, generally for many years he came for Nityananda Tridashi festival. Once in Nityananda Tridashi class, one devotee asked a question to him on lust. And he said, Maharaj, there's a lot of lust in the heart. So what should we do? So Devamrut Maharaj gave a beautiful answer. He said, this is the burning fire which is harming everyone in this world. Everyone is suffering from lust. So he said, but there is a simple solution. He said, whenever you are affected by lusty thoughts or desires, just close your eyes and scream at the top of the lungs, Nityananda. And then Maharaj said, so you are traveling in the bus to your office or in the train, and suddenly you see some hoarding and you get some lusty thoughts. And if you were to scream loudly, Lord Nityananda, he said, you should scream so loudly that your lungs tear apart. So if you scream like that, everybody else would get bewildered. So then Devamrut Maharaj said, you should scream so loudly that your lungs tear apart, but your lips should not move. What does that mean? That means in the heart, you know, he said, close your eyes and just say, Nityananda. Just scream loudly. Of course, here we don't have to keep our lips closed. We can always chant Nityananda. Jai Shri Shinitai Gaurachandra Bhagwan ki. So this is the and he said, you know, Maharaj said very emphatically, it works, it works. I'm assuring you, it works. So devotees have a lot of sutras and help tools like this. So this is a very serious problem. And this lust and desire to enjoy, whoever you are, however big you are, whatever position you have, either in a spiritual society or in a material organization, lust is always there around the corner, waiting to pounce upon an unsuspecting victim any moment and destroy our spiritual lives. Therefore, today is the day we pray to Lord Nityananda and feel instant relief, instant happiness.
Ar kabe nitai chander karuna hobe samsara vasana mura kabe tuchha hobe.
When will Lord Nityananda Prabhu give me mercy? Ar kabe nitai chander karuna hobe. When will he give me his mercy? By which samsara vasana mura, the desires to enjoy sense gratification, kabe tuchha hobe. A day will come when desire to enjoy will appear tuchha. Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe man. So we want to purify our hearts and minds. Kabe ama heribo Sri Vrindavan. Only then we will be qualified to enter Sri Vrindavan. So this is Lord Nityananda's identity. He is none other than Lord Balaram, but his speciality is he removes distress from our hearts. He makes us happy. And now we are going to discuss a very important topic. How Lord Nityananda Prabhu gives happiness. How does he actually give us relief from lust? And this science and philosophy, if we understand today, of Nityananda Prabhu's power, then we'll always be happy. We'll know what to do when we are distressed. So can we discuss that now? It's going to be very, very important topic. And for that, how to understand, before we understand how Lord Nityananda Prabhu gives us unlimited happiness, let us briefly understand why are we doing what we are doing. Why do you go to a nice restaurant and eat food? Why does somebody go to US? Why does somebody get a better job? Why does somebody get married? Why does somebody buy an iPod? Why does somebody do anything in life? For happiness. Ultimately we want happiness. You see a small ant crawling in your room, in your house, running for food. That ant is looking for happiness. The ant, you know, it has a capacity. When I first time heard it, I was shocked. Ant can carry 3 times its weight on its back. When he's searching for food, he can carry so much weight. So I was thinking, can any human being carry 3 times weight? You can. We are actually carrying 100 times weight on our head, on our mind. We are carrying the problems which don't belong to us. We purchase everybody else's problems. And our hearts and mind is filled. So we are also running. So the ant is running in your room. We are running in the local trains with all this weight. And a CEO of a company may be flying in a plane and they glorify the CEO very as if it's a great honor. We say, he spends half his life on an airplane. That means he's traveling so much. He's carrying the burden of the whole organization on his head. So whether you are a CEO or an ant or in between, everybody is looking for happiness. But how much happiness is available in this world? If just like a drop of water in a desert. We want so much, but we get very, very little. The Mahabharata describes the plight of a man who fell into a well, but while falling he hung on a branch of a tree that was inside the well and he got stuck there. And down below was a big python waiting to pounce upon him. And above the well was a tiger waiting to devour him if he came out. And there were 2 rats that were breaking off the branch. And there were bees, because when he was falling he had broken a beehive. So the bees were stinging him. And he was miserable. But 1 drop of honey was falling once in a few minutes on his outstretched tongue. And that was giving him relief. The Mahabharata explains, this is how we feel happy in this world. We are facing the python of death, the tiger of 3 modes, the day and night of the 2 rats, and the bees like the miseries constantly affecting us. But little drop of sense gratification which we get once in a while, that is our hope. So much misery we have. Therefore the world is called Dukkhalayam, Ashashvatam. And there is happiness sometimes in this world, but what is that happiness? This material world is compared to an ocean. So if you are very thirsty in an ocean and you drink salt water of the ocean, what will happen to your thirst? If the thirst is going to get quenched, the thirst will only increase more. When we engage in sense gratification, looking for happiness in this world, that endeavor, instead of satisfying us, increases our desire more. So basically, we become more miserable. So therefore, in this blazing fire of material world, there is only one hope, there is only one solution. And that solution is what we chant every morning. Samsara dava nalanida loka tranaya karunya gana ghanatvam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. Samsara dava nal. This world is a blazing fire of material existence. And we need, when there is a blazing fire, you can't just put one drop, one bucket of water to extinguish that fire. You need a thunder shower, rain shower. Tranaya karunya. The rain shower of mercy will extinguish the blazing fire of lust in our heart. And where do we find that rain shower? Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. So this mercy is found in the lotus feet of the spiritual master. So, spiritual master, guru is our hope for happiness in this material world. So that spiritual master who brings that mercy, rain shower of mercy of Krishna, that spiritual master who brings us hope in this material world is none other than Lord Balaram or Lord Nityananda. So who is guru? How can we be happy? By taking shelter of a guru. And who is guru? Balaram. Balaram, the source of all spiritual strength is Lord Balaram or Nityananda Prabhu. So guru is an agent or representative of Nityananda Prabhu. So our quest for Ananda is completed when we connect to Nityananda, the guru. Actually his very name, what does Lord Nityananda's name reveal? Nitya Ananda means always happy. So if we connect to Lord Nityananda and his agent, the spiritual master, then we will also become Nitya Ananda. We will also become always happy. That's why devotees, if you see in their bhajans, they actually tell the Lord that, Lord, I am sad. You please make me happy. It is not wrong to see. Sometimes we say, we should not talk about our happiness, only Lord's happiness. It's true. But if you are really miserable, then where will you go? Narottama bado dukhi, nitai more karo sukhi, rako ranga charanera paasha. So, Narottama bado, Narottam Dasakur is saying, Narottama bado dukhi, I am very dukhi, nitai more karo sukhi. O Nityananda Prabhu, you can make me sukhi. And rako ranga charanera paasha, give me place at your lotus feet. In another bhajan, Narottam Das Thakur says, Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Avalokana Karo Ami Bado Dukhi. My both Dukhi Hum. So the devotees have prayed like this. And you make me Sukhi. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda. You are full of Ananda which is coming out of Prem, love for Krishna. And therefore you are Sukhi. So what you do? Kripa Avalokana. Glance of mercy you put on me. When you are walking sometimes, you just put a glance on someone like that, you just see. So the devotee is saying, just one glance, ek bar dekho mereko bas. Just one kripa avalokana, just see, then you will see that I am hanging on that branch inside the well. I am getting that one drop of honey, I am suffering so much. Just ek bar dekho, then I will be relieved. So we are suffering and we need love of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu gives us happiness through spiritual master. And what does the spiritual master do? What does he give us? Nityananda Prabhu gives us two things. He gives us connection to a spiritual master. And what is the second thing he gives? Anybody would like to say, guess? What is the most precious wealth that Lord Nityananda has come to give us? Huh? Krishna Prem. Faith. Holy name. Thank you. Shadbhuj Prabhu. Nityananda Mahamnondi Mahamnomi Sarvananda Karamparam Hari Nama Pradam Geham Avaduta Shiromani. Nityananda is the greatest personality because Nityananda Mahamnomi Sarvananda Paramkaram. He has the power to make Sarvananda, everyone happy. How? Hari Nama Pradam Geham. He gives us Harinam. And therefore, who is Nityananda? Avaduta Shiromani is the best of Avadut. 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 What is the meaning of Avadut? Means somebody is in his own world. Many times we don't know what is the meaning of Avadut. And we use this term very liberally for other devotees. Because in Hare Krishna movement we know the dangers of Vaishnava Aparadha. So we know that if I speak something about this devotee, bad, I will get reaction. But I don't like his behavior. Or his behavior is peculiar, strange, and his behavior doesn't fit into my conception. So how do I explain about his lifestyle? How do I discuss about him? How do I refer about him to others? Wo avdut hai. No, that is not avdut. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur gives very beautiful purport on how Lord Nityananda Prabhu is avdut. He says, avdut means one who is basically completely free from sex desire. No identification with the belly and genitals. Secondly, he has no bodily urges like hunger, thirst, etc. And third, he practices strict celibacy. Such a person can be called avadhut. And then he gives more details. Avadhuta. A means akshara, inexhaustible. Va varneya means highly respectable. Dhu is druta, he is free from the dhu, material, durga, he has no material bondage. And ta, tattvam asi, who is absorbed in absolute truth. So who is avadhut? One who is so powerful that he is inexhaustible, he is highly respectable, free from material bondage, and he is fixed on absolute truth. And that is Lord Nityananda. And that's why he is supremely happy. And all the Upanishads are talking about, see, sometimes devotees say this, Prabhu, happiness, happiness, happiness. What is this? We should talk about service. We have to serve Krishna and give pleasure to Krishna's transcendental senses. Then we will be happy. That's true. But let us face it. You know, this is a desire or this is a need of every living entity. And Upanishads are also talking about Ananda. Upanishads are talking about happiness. They talk about bliss. That's why if you see in India, many spiritual organizations, many sannyasis, their names are Ananda. In the end. But for many of them, most of them, only the name as Ananda. Their real personality may not have Ananda if they are not connected to the Lord. But Ananda, the bliss is experienced. Because that is the nature of the soul. The Upanishads talk about layers of existence. Consciousness is a different layers. Annamaya kosh. You know, we only want food. Pranamaya kosh. We think about survival. Manomaya kosh. Then, you know, wanting to do things, achieve. Vijnanamaya kosh, understanding the difference between body and soul. And final is Anandamaya kosh, the existence where we are thinking of, where we are absorbed in Ananda, bliss. And that is our core existence. Who are we? Satchit Ananda. The soul is Satchit Ananda. We are full of bliss. But right now that bliss is covered. And for that Ananda, which we all have little in quantity, now the reservoir which has this Ananda in unlimited quantity is, who is that? Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, no one is more blissful than Lord Nityananda. So we all want some bliss, happiness, we connect to Nityananda Prabhu. Many times devotees are asked this question by people. How can somebody be happy simply by chanting Hare Krishna? By doing devotional service? How can you be happy? They can't understand this concept that somebody can give up sense gratification and also be happy. This is like, you know, this is like those children. You see many times children, they play games. And grown-up people find it very childish. You yourself ask, the games you played when you were a child, would you play now? Because you have higher pleasure. Similarly, devotees have higher pleasure. They do not want to play the games, or they do not want to pursue sense gratification, which is like a game for those who are not spiritually evolved, those who are like children. Like children, you know, they have a game. They play, they collect cigarette packet covers. And they stand outside this pan bidi shop. And when that fellow throws away the packet, because you don't need it, children run. Because there are points for all the Marlboro as 5 points, Gold Flake as 10 points, Insignia 50 points, and Charms has only 2 points. Some, and then Ganesh Shop BD has only 1 point. So children rush for it. So the grown up people, they are not bothered about it. They are having higher pleasure. They are in another world. So they are thinking these children are foolish, what they want. So they don't care. So they throw. And the children are thinking, what a fool, he's throwing away 10 points. How can he throw? So the children cannot understand the adult's pleasure. But the adult has gone through the child's phase. So similarly, those who are not spiritually evolved, they are like children. So they are wondering, how can these foolish devotees throw away packets of sense gratification? How can they not watch movies, which is 10 points? How can they not have sex life, which is 100 points? But what is that pleasure compared to the pleasure which a grown-up person is experiencing? So this is child's play. So therefore, a devotee, actually when he connects to Krishna, when he connects to Lord Nityananda, Gaur Nithai, the pleasure, the ananda principle is on a different level, it's on a different realm. Parijata anjasa labdha saranga anyona sevate padangri mula masadya sakshat kim kim vrinimai. The fourth canto, 30th chapter, Prachetas, Lord Vishnu has appeared before Prachetas, and the Prachetas are offering beautiful prayers. And you know, they are offering prayers like Kunti Maharani. Like Kunti Maharani's prayer we have, Namo Pankaja Nabhaya. They are saying, Namo Kamala Nabhaya, Namo Kamala Maline. Beautiful prayers. So one of the prayers is this, that my dear Lord, Parijata, Anjasa Labdha, Parijat flower mil gaya. Kise? Parijat Anjasa Labdha, Saranga Anyona Sevate, Saranga, Bumblebee, Anyona Sevate, sab jaga ghum raha hai. The bumblebee is going everywhere, but ultimately he is not happy. But when it comes to Parijata flower, he is completely satisfied. So therefore Pachetas are saying, Padangri mula masadya sakshat kim kim vrinimai. Aapke charan kamalon ka ashray ab mil gaya hai. So why go here and there? If I am getting shelter of your lotus feet, my dear Lord, why do you have to go here and there? So this is our hope, this is our wealth, this is our only basis of happiness. So therefore lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is what we want. And now a very important question. When we say lotus feet of Lord Nityananda will give us happiness, what is the meaning of taking shelter of lotus feet? This is a very commonly used phrase in ISKCON, right? We need to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So what is the meaning of taking shelter of lotus feet? What does it mean? Follow the teachings and service. Perfect answer. Means basically the attitude of service. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu will give us unlimited happiness. The only thing we have to do is we have to connect to His representative, the spiritual master, and our Param Guru Srila Prabhupada, and render seva. And to the extent we are in the mood of service, we will be happy. And this is a very important point, because basis of happiness is not enjoyment, as the, what the materialistic people would like us to believe. Basis of happiness is service. And who is Balaramji? Who is Nityananda Prabhu? Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in the mood of servant, service. So Balaramji and Lord Nityananda are always serving the Lord in many ways. If you see Balaram and Nityananda Prabhu, they are serving Lord in all three relationships. What are the three relationships we have? We have relationships with seniors, with equals and with juniors. If you see, both Balram and Nityananda Prabhu served their Lord in all three. With equal sakyaras they had, with senior, as senior, they were in the Vatsalya, were protective of, Balram was protective of Krishna, and also as servant, Dritya. All three are there. So Nityananda Prabhu also would sometimes take a superior position, sometimes as an equal, and also as a servant. But essentially in all three, what is the main driving force? Service. Even as an older brother, he is serving Krishna. So Lakshman was very disappointed in one sense, transcendentally, that he could not serve Lord Ram, and he had to see Lord Ram go through many hardships. So he wanted to come as an older brother, as Balram. But why he came as an older brother? To serve only. So bottom line is servant. So similarly, therefore, if we also have this understanding, Jivera Swarupa Hoye, Krishnera Nitya Das. If I am Nitya Das, then we will get mercy. So if we want to be happy for Nityananda, we have to be Nitya Das. Only then we can experience Ananda. And this is Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Balram's identity. Always servant. And Krishna is the supreme master. Even Brahma Vimohan Leela, 10th canto, describes. Balramji got bewildered. Balramji said, how did I not understand that Krishna has expanded himself as all the covered boys and calves? Even, this surely is the work of my master. Because ultimately, Krishna is the ultimate supreme master. And that's why I could be stunned. So, Balram accepts his lower position. Even Nityananda Prabhu accepted this position. How? After their first meeting, after Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya met for the first time, the next day was Vyas Puja. So, Nityananda Prabhu was given a garland by Shivas Thakur. And he was told, now is the Vyas Puja, offer this garland to Vyas Dev. So, Nityananda Prabhu held the garland, looked around, and he smiled. And to no one in particular, he said, so be it. So Shivas Thakur said, what is that? So after some moments he went again, he said, Nityananda Prabhu, the Vyas Puja time, auspicious time is coming. This is the right time now. Please put the garland on Vyas Dev, the supreme spiritual master. So he again looked at everyone, smiled and said, so be it. Shivas Thakur was bewildered and everybody is waiting for this. This is a very important ceremony. It is not happening because Nityananda Prabhu is not putting the garland. So finally, Shivas Thakur told Lord Chaitanya, see Lord Chaitanya, look at this Nityananda Avadhut. He is just holding the garland. Please tell him to put it on Vyasdev. So Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda Prabhu, Nitai, please put the garland on Vyasdev. The auspicious moment is passing away. So Nityananda Prabhu looked at Lord Chaitanya, took the garland and put it on Lord Chaitanya. And then everybody said Jai. So this way Lord Nityananda established that he is eternally Britya, the servant of Lord Chaitanya. So therefore, we connect to spiritual master, we connect to Lord Nityananda in the mood of being a servant. And Krishna, if you see, is completely satisfied with Balram. Lord Chaitanya is completely satisfied with Nityananda Prabhu. Even in an apparently annoying situation, Lord Nityananda is pleasing Lord Chaitanya. There are many instances when Lord Nityananda is apparently displeasing, but actually is pleasing. Like one classic instance is when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. After he took sannyas, now sannyasi means one who breaks connections with his family, and he goes. But Lord Nityananda knew that although Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas, he still would want to give mercy to his associates from Navadvip. So he played a trick, by which he got Lord Chaitanya back to Navadvip. So Lord Chaitanya is thinking he is going to Vrindavan. He is chanting and dancing on the way. And Nityananda Prabhu was there, Jagadananda was there, Mukunda was there. So what Nityananda Prabhu did, he caught some boys and told them, you go ahead. This sannyasi is in his own world chanting and dancing. He will come to you asking you the path to Vrindavan. You show him this path, which was actually the path to Navadvip. So the boys did as they were told. Meanwhile, Lord Nityananda told Jagadananda that you go to Navadvip and tell Advaita, you go to Shantipur and tell Advaita Acharya to come with a boat and few clothes, because we are reaching Shantipur soon. So Nityananda Prabhu was such a master strategist. And he is doing exactly opposite of what Lord Chaitanya wants. For Lord Chaitanya is thinking, it is, you know, Vrindavan is chanting, he is absorbed in Krishna. And meanwhile they are coming closer and closer to Navadvip Shantipur. And finally, Lord Chaitanya comes. He sees Ganga in Shantipur. But he thinks what? It is Yamuna, because where is he? Vrindavan. So he starts more and more chanting and dancing, thinking he has come to Vrindavan. So when Lord Chaitanya is in ecstasy, suddenly he sees in front of him in the boat, Advaita Acharya is coming. So Lord Chaitanya suddenly is surprised. He says, Advaita Acharya, what are you doing in Vrindavan? And Advaita Acharya smiles. He says, my dear Lord Chaitanya, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So then Lord Chaitanya looks at Nityananda Prabhu and he understands he has played some trick. And then Advaita Acharya says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understands that he has come to Shantipur. Advaita Acharya clarifies. He says, my dear Lord, no, this is actually Vrindavan. Because at Prayag, Ganga and Yamuna meet. After they meet, the western side is called Yamuna and the eastern side is called Ganga. And you are on the western side, so it is actually Yamuna. That means you are actually in Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya is in no mood to argue. Now he understands that they have played a big trick on him. So externally he is angry with Nityananda Prabhu, but he is internally very pleased. Because Nityananda Prabhu, what is his motive? What was the intention behind this apparently disobeying? His intention was to get all the devotees come closer to Lord Chaitanya, so that all devotees get mercy, because he knew Sachi Mata is feeling a lot of separation. And then what happened? Then Advaita Acharya bought fresh clothes, Mahaprabhu took bath, and then they went to Advaita Acharya's house, Advaita Acharya's Sita Thakurani, she had prepared a big feast, and Advaita Acharya had served Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. He had made such a huge feast, so many items. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that, he said, so much, I cannot eat so much, I am a sannyasi, just give me little lafra vinjan, the boiled vegetables. And Advaita Acharya laughed. He said, my dear Lord, why are you joking? I have Jagannath in Jagannath Puri, you are eating 56 times every day. And this is just a little offering, please eat. And seeing that, Nityananda Prabhu said, very little you have prepared. This will not even fill half my belly today. So Nityananda Prabhu would joke with Advaita Acharya like that. So then they sat for prasad, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he would take little prasad, half the bowl he would finish, Advaita Acharya would fill it up. And Nityananda Prabhu constantly kept saying, so less prasad, I think I'll have to fast today also. 3 days I have not eaten anything, going with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now again I'll have to fast. So Advaita Acharya looked at Nityananda Prabhu and said, you are a sannyasi, avadhut. You are supposed to be satisfied with what you get. Don't be so greedy. Give up your greedy mentality. So Nityananda Prabhu got angry. He said, I may be greedy or whatever. You are a grihastha. Your duty is to serve. So you serve properly. So Advaita Acharya said, this is the last time I am calling any sannyasi home. I will never call any sannyasi. I am done with sannyasis. But like this they were arguing. And Nityananda Prabhu, in great anger, all transcendental ecstasy going on, he picked up rice and threw it on the ground, and that just splashed and it fell on Advaita Acharya's body. And as soon as that rice grain fell on Advaita Acharya's body, he became ecstatic. He started jumping, dancing, and tears started coming from his eyes. And then there was non-stop chanting and dancing. And then Mother Sachi came. She said, oh, my Nimai has come here after sannyas, let me cook for him. So for the next 3 days, Sachi Mata cooked, and all devotees, they were happy to see her cook for Lord Chaitanya. And for the next 3 days and 3 nights, there was only chanting and dancing. It was a 3-day, like Pune Yatra. Full, non-stop kirtan. Kirtan, katha, kirtan. That is when Raghunath Das Goswami met Lord Chaitanya for the first time. So you see what Nityananda Prabhu did. In one sense, apparently annoyed the Lord, but he brought all the devotees together. So this is Nityananda Prabhu, always serving. So if we want to access the bliss or ananda, we have to be in the mood of servant. That is the basis of happiness. And there is another pastime. Lord Chaitanya is going to Jagannath Puri. Because after meeting Sachi Mata, she says, you don't go to Vrindavan, go to Jagannath Puri. Because Jagannath Puri and Navadvip are like 2 rooms in the same house. So if you go to Jagannath Puri, then I will get news about you. So, and it is not different from Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya decided to make Jagannath Puri as his headquarters. So when he was going to Jagannath Puri, there is a famous place called Danda Bhanga. Lord Chaitanya was taking bath and he had kept his sannyas danda. Nityananda Prabhu picked up that sannyas danda and he saw. Now the pastime all of us know is what? Nityananda Prabhu broke Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas danda and threw it away. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got very angry with Nityananda Prabhu and told him, how can you break my danda, sannyas danda? I'm done with you. Now either you all go ahead of me to Jagannath Puri or I go ahead of you. We are not traveling together. So apparently if you see externally, this is not a pastime of a servant. But acharyas have given deep purports on the science of why Lord Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda. Once Devamrut Maharaj gave 1 hour class on this theme. Why Lord Nityananda broke the danda of sannyas danda of Lord Chaitanya? Lord Nityananda, when Lord Chaitanya was taking bath, Nityananda Prabhu picked up his sannyas danda and he saw this. And he said, the Lord whom I carry in my heart, he is carrying this danda? Useless. And he broke it. And also another reason was, sannyas is within Varnashram. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beyond Varnashram. He is the Supreme Lord. Sannyas danda is given to sannyasi. But Lord Chaitanya is not sannyasi, he is the Supreme Lord. To establish that fact, he broke the danda. And the third reason is, acharyas give, is that generally impersonalist sannyasis, they take ekadanda. They are sannyasis. But Vaishnava sannyasis, they surrender their body, mind and words to Krishna. So they take tridanda. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas in an impersonalist school from Keshav Bharati Maharaj. So, to establish tridanda principle, Lord Nityananda Prabhu broke the sannyas danda in three parts. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the bath river, he said, where is my sannyas danda? Everybody looked at Nityananda Prabhu, because when he entered, he had told Nityananda Prabhu, take care of this sannyas danda. So when he came out and asked for his danda, Nityananda Prabhu looked at Lord Chaitanya very surprisingly and he said, what danda? So Lord Chaitanya was surprised. If I gave him a sannyas danda, he said, my dear Lord, you are always chanting, dancing like a madman in ecstasy. So we were chanting and dancing and in great ecstasy you fell on me and I fell on the danda and the danda got crushed and broke. So that's when Lord Chaitanya got very angry and he walked away. But basically he is actually giving pleasure. He is actually, he is supremely blissful. He is giving a lot of pleasure to Lord Chaitanya. But we have only covered one aspect. So I said there are two qualities, supremely most important qualities of Lord Nityananda. One is supremely blissful, which we discussed so far. What is the second most important quality? Supremely blissful ho gaya. Supremely merciful. Yes. Nityananda Prabhu is not only full of ananda, he is also full of karuna. See, Nityananda Prabhu or Guru, they have figured out everything. How to serve Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu knows how to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But, most amazingly, Lord Nityananda is expert in also engaging all of us in service of His Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tatra bidaksha gativallabhasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. Tatra bidaksha gativallab. Spiritual master is expert in engaging the disciples in service of the Supreme Lord. So therefore he is expert in service to Krishna, in service to Lord Chaitanya, but Nityananda Prabhu is also expert because he is constantly expanding the service, the scope of service by including all of us in his service to Lord Chaitanya. So we also have hope. We also have hope of being in the circle of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu is trying to get as many people as possible and he pulls them inside who otherwise would not engage in devotional service. So he, the spiritual master is Guru, right? Guru is like rain cloud. Pranaya Karunya Ghananganatvam. He is a rain cloud of mercy. Now, where does the cloud get the rain water? From where? From the ocean. So Nityananda Prabhu is the ocean. Guru is the cloud. Just like cloud draws water from the ocean, spiritual master draws all his expertise, his ability to engage all devotees in service of Krishna from who? Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu is the most merciful. he is the most expert, still he is so kind, he wants all of us to also engage in. Generally, if you are an expert and you know how to serve, you will ensure that others don't come and disturb. Side my job, I am there, I am expert, I will do it nicely for the pleasure of the Lord. But Nityananda Prabhu is so expert, still come, you also serve. He wants everybody to do service. He can do everything, but he gets us inside that circle. So he is most blissful and is also most merciful. See, generally those who are blissful, they are in their own world. They will not be merciful. They are like actually intoxicated. They don't have coherence. I have seen so-called highest bliss in this world when India won the World Cup 4 years, 5 years ago. So we had dropped Radhana Swami Maharaj in the airport and we came back. So then I knew we can't sleep that night. Lot of noise. So at night 11:30 we were chanting in the courtyard. People are coming, so many people are coming outside the temple, India paint, and they were paying obeisances to the temple deities and going. And people are shouting, some people are urinating on the street. They went wild shouting. One person came with, you know, big Indian flag and looked at us. I and some other brahmacharis were chanting, looked at us and said, "Hare India, Hare India, 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 Hare Hare." Fully mad, you know, highest bliss they were experiencing. But no, you can't expect them to be having clarity of thought. They are just obsessed, crazy. So when you are so-called blissful, you are not merciful. And those who are merciful, generally if you see in the Christian traditions, those who are very merciful, preaching the Lord's gospel, they suffer a lot. They are always talking about sacrifice, suffering, you know. If you see Christian preachers, they always talk, Jesus suffered, he got crucified. So there's bibhatsaras is there, a lot of suffering, you know, nails and just so much pain. Merciful means you are not happy, you are like suffering. And if you are blissful, then you are not merciful. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the best package. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the best Lord to approach because he is the most blissful and also most merciful. See, the bliss and mercy combination is nowhere as fully manifest as it is in the personality of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, he is more merciful than Lord Chaitanya also. Now, a doubt may arise. How can this be? What is the verse which says Lord Chaitanya is most merciful? Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorad Vishaya Namah. Maha Vadanyaya, most merciful is Lord Chaitanya. And we are saying most merciful is Lord Nityananda. So how can Lord Nityananda be more merciful than Lord Chaitanya? Is this contradictory? How do you understand this? Who is more merciful, most merciful, Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda? Aaj Nityananda Pradesh to Nityananda bolenge. How do you understand who is more merciful, Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda? How can Lord Nityananda be more merciful than Lord Chaitanya? What is the, how will you explain this? Jagai Madai, what else? Mark hai prem de. He got beaten by Madai but still he gave love. Chota Haridas pastime. Actually both are number one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also is the most merciful. And Nityananda Prabhu is also most merciful. I know some of you are confused. But that is material logic. In material world, only one is number one, the other is number two. But in spiritual world, we can have two number one. So like that. So both are most merciful. Ajanulambita bujo kanaka vadato sankirtane kapitaro kamalayataksho vishvambaro dvijavaro yugadharma palo vande jagadhitakaro karunavataro. Vrindavan Das Thakur says karunavataro, these two, Gaur Nithai are Karuna Avatar, most merciful. Ajanu Lambita Bujo, they have long arms which comes to their knees. Somebody may wonder, how can somebody have long arms and be beautiful which is coming to their knees? If you want to know a personality, if you want to see somebody so beautiful, go and visit Mayapur Dham and see Panchatattva. Then you can know how somebody can be having beautiful long arms coming up to the knees and be exceedingly beautiful. Ajanulambita bujo kanaka vadato, they are golden complexion. Sankirtane kapitaro kamalayataksho, they are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. They have originated the Sankirtan movement. and Kamalaya Taksho. They are beautiful lotus eyes. Vishwambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo. They are maintaining the universe. Vishwambaro Dvijavaro. They are the best of the Brahmanas. Yugadharma Palo. They are maintaining the religious principles for Kali Yuga. Vande Jagad Hitakaro Karuna Avataro. They are the greatest benefactors for the human society, for this whole world. Karuna Avataro. They are the incarnations of Karuna. They can drown everyone in mercy, in happiness. Actually, about Nityananda Prabhu specifically, amongst the two, Gaur Nithai, since today is Nityananda Trayodashi, we should remember what Lochandas Thakur says about Lord Nityananda Prabhu's Karuna Avatar, how he is able to give so much mercy. Dina hina patita pamar nai bache Brahmara durlaba prema sabakar jache. He says, Dina hina patita pamar nahi bache. Koi bach nahi paya. Kaun? Din, poor. Heen, wretched. Patit, fallen. Pamar, mad. Actually all four mean same only. But there are different adjectives used to emphasize how those are hopeless case. Fallen, mad, wretched, poor. Nahi bache, koi bach nahi paya. And what did Nityananda do to them? Dina hina patita pamar nahi bache. Brahmara durlabha prema sabakar jache. Jo prem Brahma ji ke liye durlab hai, sabko de diya. What is difficult for Lord Brahma to get, that Lord Nityananda gave whom? To poor, wretched, fallen, mad. Basically, what he's saying is, Nityananda Prabhu caught the lowest of people and gave them highest. In material world, will anybody catch the lowest and give them the highest? In generally material world, if a big corporation wants to give a highest salary, they will catch the smartest people. There are coaching institutes which guarantee you to get into IIT, but to get into that coaching institute, you have to get 90%. So in this world, if you want the highest, you have to be the best. But Nityananda Prabhu catches the lowest and gives them the highest. Abaddha Karuna Sindhu Nitai Katiya Muhan Ghare Ghare Bhule Preme Ani Arban. Now this is another very graphic example. He says, Abaddha Karuna Sindhu. The ocean of Karuna, mercy, was Baddha. It was bound. Nitai Katiya Muhan, Abaddha, Nityananda Prabhu came and broke the seal of that ocean of mercy which was actually blocked. Just imagine, I saw one photograph somebody sent me on WhatsApp, under a restaurant in the ocean, under the ocean. So there is a restaurant, people are eating, and it is covered with glass, and that restaurant is in the middle of an ocean, under the ocean. Everywhere there is water. So I was thinking when seeing that photo, if somebody breaks and that wall or that glass thing is broken, what will happen? Tsunami. Everything. Everyone will be drowned. Actually, that's what Nityananda Prabhu did. Mercy, happiness, bliss. It's an ocean. But we have locked ourselves from it. But what did Nityananda Prabhu do? Abaddha Karuna Sindhu Nitai Katiya Muhan Ghare Ghare Bhule Preme. Every house, there was a tsunami. There was a flood of love for Krishna. So therefore, this is very important. Lord Nityananda Prabhu has just come to flood us. What we have to do on our part? We have to receive it. Sarala Kuriya Man. We have to just be simple. Koi de raha hai, humko sirf receive karna hai. So, this is Lord Nityananda's mercy. Now, no Nityananda Trayodashi class can end with this example. What is the best example for somebody who is the lowest and has got the highest? Jagai Madai. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nitai. What is the next stanza? Dina Hina Jata Chilo Hari Name Uddhari Lo Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. The Sakshi, the witness of the mercy of Lord Nityananda is Jagai and Madai. So this is we will go into the pastime will be explained by Baldev Prabhu in the evening. We will go into the philosophical aspects of this pastime. See, what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did through Nityananda Prabhu, he established that in Kali Yuga, we are all the lowest, but we can get the highest. If we receive the mercy that Lord Nityananda Prabhu is so eagerly willing to give. So Lord Chaitanya called Nityananda and Haridas Thakur one day and said, Shuno Shuno Nityananda Shuno Haridas Sarvatra Amara Agya Karaho Prakash. Shuno Shuno Nityananda Shuno Haridas Sarvatra Amara Agya Karaho Prakash. Go everywhere. This is my order. Give the holy name everywhere. Prati Gare Gare Giya Koro Ei Bhiksha Bolo Krishna Bhajo Krishna Karo Krishna Shiksha. Go to every house. Prati Gare Gare Giya Karo Bhiksha. Beg people what? Bolo Krishna Bhajo Krishna Karo Krishna Shiksha. Chant Krishna's holy names. Worship Krishna. So Nityananda Haridas Thakur took this order upon their head as life and soul. And they went. And they met interesting people. Some people welcomed Nityananda and Haridas. And they said, thank you for giving us holy name. Some people looked the other side. They avoided Nityananda and Haridas. And some people blasphemed them. And some people even tried to attack them. But Nityananda and Haridas were blissful. They were just going and begging people to chant the holy names. And while going and giving the holy name, they met two most vicious drunkards, dacoits, called Jagai and Madhai. They were actually very pure Brahmanas by birth, Jagadananda and Madhavananda. But because of their heinous activities, they were called as Jagai and Madhai. So Nityananda Prabhu thought, everybody told them, dissuaded them, don't go to both of them. If you go and give them the holy name, they will attack you. They are looters, they rape, they kill, they burn houses, they loot. They are very horrible people. But Nityananda Prabhu told Haridas that if we make them devotees, then the glory of our Lord Chaitanya will spread everywhere. So this is the mood of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, this is the responsibility Lord Chaitanya has given to share what we have got with others. That's what he did through Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. If we keep holy name to ourselves, then we are going against Gaur Nithai's mood. That is the principle that we have to remember. We have to get as many as possible in the circle of Lord's embrace. So this is, see, if you want mercy of Gaur Nithai, these are the three things we have to do. First is receive. Second, as we will see in Jagai Madhai pastime, we have to rectify our past behavior. We can't repeat. We have to repent and rectify. That is the second thing we have to do. And third is remind others about Krishna. Give the holy name. So three things Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu expect us. One is receive the mercy, rectify our behavior, past all bad habits, and then remind others, distribute the holy name. So we have to practice all three. We can't do only two. We have to do all three to please Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. So if you are stingy, we can't get mercy. So and if you see what Nityananda Prabhu did, Nityananda Prabhu wanted the glory of Lord Chaitanya to spread everywhere. That's why he went to Jagai Madhai. See, we cannot be compassionate like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. We can only be at best instruments of their compassion. We can't say, I'll be compassionate like Srila Prabhupada. We can be instrument in their compassion. So that's what Nityananda Prabhu did. Nityananda Prabhu approached Madhai and Jagai. And what did they do? When they were told to chant Hare Krishna, they got so angry. They picked up pots and things which they had and they tried to attack Nityananda and Haridas, and both of them started running. And Jagai Madhai were chasing Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, and everybody was watching this scene. And the envious people were happy. They said, good, they deserve to be beaten. And some pious people said, oh, we had told them not to go near these two drunkards. Now their life is in danger. And some others said, let us pray to the Lord to protect these two gentle souls. But Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were running, but they were running and they were laughing also. They were very blissful. And Jagai Madhai were shouting, stop, stop both of you. We want to beat you. How dare you tell us to chant? So they were chasing, but they were drunkards, they were dacoits, and because of too much of drinking of liquor, they had become fat, very fat, and they couldn't even run fast. So they were tired. So Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu escaped. And while escaping, Haridas Thakur said, what a terrible disaster it is to go with this madman Nityananda. Today our life was almost killed. We were almost dead. What a crazy man. And Nityananda Prabhu said, he told Haridas Thakur, that why are you calling me crazy? The one who has ordered us to do this, he is crazy. He is a brahmana, sannyasi, but he behaves like a king. He is ordering us to go everywhere. For like this, they were laughing, chastising each other, joking, and running also. Meanwhile, Jagai Madai were telling them, stop, stop, stop. And but because they were fat and tired, they couldn't catch. So what they did, they started beating each other only. So Jagai Madai started pulling each other's hair, they started knocking, punching each other. And then they got tired, and because each got beaten by the other, they were hurt. So then they started wiping each other's tears and said, don't cry. Then they embraced each other and then they fell. Again they got up, again they got drunk. So they were in their own world. Meanwhile, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu reached Lord Chaitanya and gave report. They used to give everyday book score report what happened today. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, Haridas Thakur went and said, my dear Lord, what a crazy man this Nityananda is. He goes anywhere, does anything, he sits on anybody's bull and says, I am Shiva. He goes to young girls and proposes them to marry him, and these girls get scared, they run inside, their fathers come outside to beat him, but he is gone, and then they catch me. And Nityananda jumps into the river, catches crocodiles, he's crazy. And today he did the worst thing. The two biggest drunkards and dacoits, Jagai and Madai, approached them to chant Hare Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard and he smiled. He said, if Nityananda Prabhu has approached them, they will surely one day become devotees. And Advaita Acharya started laughing. He said, they were drunkards, you said? Oh, that is not surprising. Hasya Advaita bole kona chitra nae, madhya pera uchita madhya pera sangha hoy. So Hasya Advaita, Advaita Acharya started laughing. Kona chitra nae, this is not surprising, because madhya pera uchita madhya pera sangha hoy. Drunkards like to associate with other drunkards. So it is natural that Jagai Madai wanted to associate with Nityananda Prabhu, because both are drunkards only. Nityananda Prabhu is also a drunkard. He is intoxicated by love of Krishna. And Advaita Acharya said, he declared to Haridas Thakur and everybody, today they have approached these drunkards, dacoits, but mark my words, very soon they will become devotees and they will chant and dance in our kirtan, and we will have to run away to hide our faces in shame. They will be much, much better devotees than us because Lord Nityananda has approached them. So like this, everybody glorified Nityananda Prabhu. And after a few days, they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagai Madai saw, and they started making fun, saying that, oh, very nice Chandi Kirtan you do. Oh, Nimai Pandit, you do nice Kirtan of Chandi, Durga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ignored them. He walked away. And then after a few days, again Nityananda Prabhu approached. He saw Jagai Madai were lying in stupor. And he again went to Jagai Madai and told them to chant. And they got very angry. They said, who are you? He said, I'm Avadhuta. And Madai got very angry and he picked up an earthen pot and he hit Lord Nityananda on the head and he started bleeding. Meanwhile, a devotee rushed to Lord Chaitanya and told him what had happened. Lord Chaitanya came running with his Sudarshan Chakra and he invoked his chakra to kill Jagai and Madai. Meanwhile, as Madai was about to hit Lord Nityananda again, Jagai stopped him. At this point, Lord Chaitanya came and is about to invoke his Sudarshan Chakra. And what did Lord Nityananda do? He held Lord Chaitanya's feet, lotus feet, and stopped him from killing Jagai Madai. Madai marite Prabhu rakhile Jagai, deva se podila rakta dukha nahi pai. So, Nityananda Prabhu said, see, this is a devotee's mood, always see positive. So here is obvious, he is bleeding, he has been beaten, but what did Nityananda Prabhu say? Madai marite Prabhu, Madai hit me, that's okay. Rakhile Jagai. Jagai protected me. And this blood you are seeing? Deva se podila rakta. Ito by accident ho gaya. This bleeding is by accident. Dukha nahi pai. I'm not sad. I'm not hurt. So you please don't worry about me. So this is, you see, this is what actually Jagai showed one quality here. He was willing to receive the mercy of the Lord. And at this moment, Lord Chaitanya looked at Jagai, that you saved my Nityananda, immediately embraced and gave him mercy. And Madai saw this and his heart also changed. He was also ready for the first principle. Three principles we discussed: receive, rectify and remind others. So Madai's heart also softened and he also wanted to receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. He begged at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and said, my dear Lord, you are embracing Jagai and giving him mercy. Please give me also mercy. I am sorry for what I did. Because we both have committed the same crime. So if you are giving him mercy, I also please give me also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you drew blood from Nityananda. And Madai said, but my dear Lord, I am sorry. In the past, demons have come and they pierced your body and you liberated them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, demons pierced and attacked me, but you attacked Nityananda Prabhu, who is more dear to me than myself.
Prabhu bole taha hoite, tora aparad, Nityanandangeti kori la raktapat.
Prabhu bole, your aparad is what? Nityananda's body you caused bleeding.
Ama hoite yei Nityananda deha bada, torastane yei satya kahilunu bada.
Let me establish this truth forever, Lord Chaitanya declares, that Nityananda is superior to me. That means Lord Chaitanya is establishing what principle?
Spiritual master is more dear to him than he himself. Sakshadaritvena samasta shastre uktastatha bhavyata eva sadbi kintu prabhorya priya eva tasya vande guru shri charana ravindam
kintu prabhorya priya eva tasya. The spiritual master is most dear to Krishna. So Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is establishing that Lord Nityananda is more dear to him. That means spiritual master is more dear to him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at Jagai Madai and said, only Nityananda Prabhu can forgive you. And Nityananda Prabhu immediately exclaimed loudly, my dear Lord, whatever pious activities I have done in my life, let Madai add them. Let him get the credit for all the good things I have done.
More bhiksha deha Prabhu edui sharira.
My dear Lord, give me this bhiksha. Give me these two people as charity.
More bhiksha deha Prabhu edui sharira. Kichu dukha nahi mora tumi ho sthira.
Please give me the arms of these two personalities. And kichu dukha nahi mora. I am not feeling any dukha. Tumi ho sthira. You please sober up. You don't get excited. He is telling Lord Chaitanya that you relax. Now, there is nothing, there is no problem that has happened here. You don't have to invoke your Sudarshan Chakra. Nothing is going wrong. Very important. Lord Nityananda is not making a big, it's not a big deal for Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda tells Lord Chaitanya that if you have to remove Sudarshan Chakra, you have to kill everybody in Kali Yuga. Everybody is like Jagai Madai. So, release them. Actually, this is preaching. You know, sometimes we think preaching means giving lectures, impressing people, cracking jokes, making devotees. It's not all that easy. Preaching means actually having compassion, which Lord Nityananda Prabhu had. When Srila Prabhupada was in Canada, one Mr. Banerjee was coming for his program. And one day suddenly, without any provocation, this Banerjee, initially he became very friendly because he said, you are from Bengal, I am also from Bengal. But one day suddenly he went bonkers. He just got up in the middle of the class, he hurled abuses at Srila Prabhupada and he walked away. And everybody was shocked to see his behavior and it was embarrassing. And then he never came. And devotees a few times thought about him and they said, good riddance to bad rubbish, good he is gone. And then one day, out of the blue, Srila Prabhupada asked the devotees, where is Banerjee? He is not coming nowadays. So devotee said, but Srila Prabhupada, he is very offensive. He spoke very harshly to you the other day. Srila Prabhupada dismissed it as if it was not so important. He said, yeah, he spoke because maybe I have done something to him in my past life. So he spoke back. But why should he be deprived of Krishna consciousness? Contact him. This is the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. Not affected by personal abuses or personal hurt, but wanting to give Krishna. Actually, this is preacher. Preacher means parent, you know. Parent, they love the child, baby, cute. Now the parent loves the baby, feeds milk to the mother, will feed milk to the child, and the same child will do potty and susu on the mother. The mother cannot pick up the child and slap. Are itna ganda kya, itna pyar kya tumko, itna doodh pilaya. And mother cannot beat the child, then you don't be a mother. Mother has to love even if the child is passing stool. And the child will keep smiling also. Child will not understand that the child is causing distress to the mother, inconvenience to the mother. So this is preaching. Preaching means a preacher is like a parent, and the person the preacher is cultivating and giving Krishna consciousness, potentially that person can pass stool on you only. In the sense, he can harm you, defame you. So that time you cannot say, "Arey, you are not grateful. I am giving so much Krishna consciousness to you." No, sorry sir, then don't be a preacher, don't be a parent. If you can't take this. Actually, preaching is the most difficult seva. And that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Lord Nityananda Prabhu as the leader of all preachers. Because Nityananda Prabhu had the qualification that of being a true parent. You can't be grateful. You can't expect people you are preaching to be grateful. Oh, I am giving Krishna consciousness. You should be grateful to me. No, I don't remember ever I thanked my mother. Only now when I am 43, 44 years, then now I am understanding, oh, I should be grateful. You know, I call my mother every 2 days, thank her. This is only after a certain age. You can't expect, as a child, I don't think we all thanked our parents or we actually felt gratitude. We were only complaining. So preacher cannot expect people to be very grateful and very eager to receive Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti. No, Srila Prabhupada was also attacked. Nityananda Prabhu was attacked. So preaching is like parenting. It's a tough service. And Nityananda Prabhu is the leader of all preachers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is specifically, there is a reason why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Nityananda Prabhu as the leader of all preachers. So that we preachers can depend, whoever is doing preaching seva can depend on Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Once a few brahmacharis, we met His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj. And we had dinner together. And we were talking to him and he was telling us the adventures and the struggle that he went through in Eastern Europe during the Iron Curtain. How he was preaching with passports, different passports and running and escaping from the KGB. My God, such risks he was taking. So much threat on his life. So much struggle, so much suffering. And in the end we asked him, Maharaj, what kept you going? What was the strength? Where did you draw this strength from? So then Devamrita Maharaj said, Prabhupada's mercy, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. And that's when I could connect, you know, that's when I could understand why he is able to speak with so much conviction. Nityananda Tridashi festival, every year he used to come here. And he speaks with so much conviction because he is actually dependent on Lord Nityananda for mercy. He could connect. So this is Lord Nityananda's position. The foremost of all preachers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was stunned to see the mercy that Nityananda Prabhu gave to Jagai Madai. He was amazed. And then what happens is most extraordinary. Jagai Madai offer the best prayers. Just a few moments back they were drunkards. You know drunkards, how well they speak. They are incoherent. They cannot speak properly. Now the same drunkards, erstwhile drunkards, have become such pure devotees that Mother Saraswati comes on their tongue. And they offer such choicest prayers where they express their disqualification. Jagai Madai offer prayers that, my dear Lord, Ajamil was so sinful, but still he chanted your name, Narayan, and he got deliverance. But we are so sinful that we never chanted your names. My dear Lord, Gajendra was a mere elephant, but he offered prayers when he was in great distress. My dear Lord, we are worse than the elephant Gajendra because we never offered prayers to you. And Kamsa was such a big demon, but Kamsa always remembered you, although in hatred. But we are so fallen and degraded that even out of animosity we never remembered you. Still you gave us mercy. And Nityananda Prabhu, we bet him. Still you gave us love. And they start crying. This is very important. Generally if someone hurts you, will you give them love? If someone hurts us, will we give them the best thing we have? Even if we will give something which is of lowest quality. Actually, many people in this world don't harm us. We perceive that they harm us and we withhold giving love. We don't give affection to people because we think that they are hurting us. Actually, they are not hurting us. They may have spoken something to someone else about us. And many times it's all our imagination. And many times people don't hate us. It's just that we don't like them. And we don't like them not because they are bad people. We just don't like them because of their idiosyncrasies, which we also have. Idiosyncrasies means unique characteristics. We all have unique characteristics which irritate others. Yeah. And we sometimes don't like other devotees simply because the way they chew prasad, the way they put tilak, or the way they offer obeisances. And still we go around, you know, not being loving to them. And here is Nityananda Prabhu who has got the worst, but he is giving the best. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with Jagai Madai's prayers. But he asked them to do one more thing before including them in his circle. Can anyone guess what he must have asked? What is the criteria he must have asked? Yes, sin no more, rectify. First, they were receiving, that is okay, you receive mercy. But second is most important, what is that? Rectify, sin no more. Prabhu bole tora ar na kare paap, jagai madai bole ar na re baap. Lord Chaitanya said, you will not do any more paap. And Jagai Madai said, never mere baap, we will never do. So this is Lord Chaitanya's instruction, never do sin again. So therefore today is a day we can come in this mood to Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya that today I want to start second innings. In cricket they have no first innings, if you get out in duck, zero. Second innings mein chance milta hai. So today is our starting of second innings. Whatever has happened in the past till today, let's forget it. Let's think it was first innings. Today let us start the second innings and rectify ourselves. Because this is ISKCON. Krishna consciousness is meant for this. Meant for us to give us a second chance. You know, once during book distribution, one devotee was distributing books in the local train and making an announcement. One man got up. He said, every organization has good points and faults also. And in your announcement, you are talking very good things about ISKCON. For a change, why don't you tell all of us here the faults about your organization? You want to know that also. And Lord Indy prayed, this devotee prayed to Lord Nityananda Prabhu for mercy. And the Lord gave him such intelligence. He immediately said, spontaneously, he said, the biggest fault of our organization is that we don't make any discrimination. Anybody can come and join our organization. And that's why some people came and then problems happened, because we don't make any discrimination. Anybody can come, even you can come and join our organization. So everybody was... everybody was very happy, and this devotee came back and was saying that, my God, what an answer Krishna inspired me to give. But then I was telling him that it's actually true. This is a moment for everyone. Dina, Hina, Patita, Pamar, for all of us. But Madai, he was not satisfied. Although he offered prayers, although Lord Chaitanya, you know, accepted him, he was still feeling bad that he hurt Lord Nityananda. He came back to Lord Nityananda the next day and he said, I hit your body. And he was constantly repenting. So Lord Nityananda told him a solution. He said, you make a ghat, you offer obeisances. Who are Vaishnava, you see, offer obeisances. And do Sankirtan. Give the holy name to others. So again, what is Lord Nityananda telling him? Remind others about Krishna. Give. So receive and give. But in between, what you do? Rectify. So like this, this is the most amazing combination of Nityananda Prabhu. He has the best product. What is the best product which everybody wants? What is the best product which everybody wants in this world? Love, happiness. And who has this product? Nityananda Prabhu. And whom is he giving it to? Happily sharing it with everyone. Just ask yourself honestly, if you have something which all your neighbors want, if you have something which everybody wants, will you give it? Most people keep it. And they keep it to themselves and they try to protect it. They will not share. If they have something which is not good, then they will give. If something is old, useless, then they will give their old car as donation to temple or something. You know, they may say, ye tuta puta laptop le lo. Generally we give what is not, what we don't like or don't want it. And if we really like something, we keep it. But Nityananda Prabhu is best. He has the best product and is freely giving. Prema Matta Nityananda Kripa Avatar Uttama Adhama Kichu Nakare Bichar. Prema Matta Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu is filled with Prema Matta. He is intoxicated with love. Kripa Avatar. He is the incarnation of mercy. Uttama Adhama Kichu Na Kare Bichar. He doesn't care whether you are big, low. He is just giving Krishna Prem to everyone. And what is the condition that we need to follow to receive this mercy? We just have to be humble, open-minded. When the rain is falling, Nityananda Prabhu, through the spiritual master, is showering rain through the cloud. The rain of mercy is falling, but if it falls on a cement, concrete, nothing will happen. But if that rain falls on grass, then the grass will grow. So what is our heart? Is it like concrete or is it like grass? So we have to be receptive. We all have got mercy today. The fact that we are celebrating this festival, let us appreciate by rectifying our behavior, by receiving this gift and reminding others of Krishna. Parama Koruna Pahudui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra Sabha Avatar Sara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are just giving us ananda, giving us bliss. And Srila Prabhupada, he was so absorbed in Gaur Nitai's mercy, wherever he went, he was thinking of Gaur Nitai. You know, yesterday I was hearing Srila Prabhupada's arrival address in Atlanta, February 1975. You know, generally he would go to any place, he would say, this is the best temple I have come, and everybody would be happy. And then he glorified Gaur Nitai. Actually, you can play it, Neel Krishna Prabhu. You have it. It's just 2 minutes here attentively. You can see Srila Prabhupada's mood, that his absorption in Gaur Nitai's mercy.
The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 28, 1975, in Atlanta, Georgia.
I am very glad to see you, and I am coming, first of all, Mexico City.
Yes.
So, Mexico City, then Caracas, then Miami. I see your temple is the best. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind. Parama Koruna Pahudhi Jana. Two lords, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are very kind, you see. They have appeared just to reclaim the fallen souls of this age. So, they are more kind than Krishna. Krishna, he is also very kind. He comes to deliver. But Krishna demands the first of all surrender. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not demand surrender. He is so kind. So, take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be happy. Thank you.
You can see how he got emotional. And this is not that only in Atlanta. Wherever Srila Prabhupada went, he was always absorbed in Gaur Nitai's mercy. But sometimes you would see the way Gaur Nitai's mercy is manifesting, you would break down. Just like when Akrura was always remembering Krishna when he was going to Vrindavan from Mathura. But when he actually saw Krishna's footprints as he entered Vrindavan, he just went into ecstatic raptures. He fell down from the chariot, he paid obeisances, he rolled on the ground. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada always thought of Gaur Nitai's mercy, but sometimes he would be overwhelmed with emotions. And this is the most amazing, these are two most amazing personalities, Gaur Nitai. And this incarnation was envisioned by none other than Mother Sachi. Once when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a grahastha, as Nimai Pandit, he was with his wife staying, and that day, one day, he was staying with his wife and mother, Sachi. So that time, one day Lord Chaitanya was approached by his mother, Sachi, and she told him that, you know, Nimai, I had a very interesting dream last night and I am really shaken by this dream. So Lord Chaitanya said, what is the dream? So Mother Sachi said, I dreamt that you and Nitai, both of you have become small children. And you entered my altar at home And we have Krishna Balaram deities there. And I saw both of you enter the altar and I saw you lift up Balaram's deity and I saw Nitai lift up Krishna's deity. And you were walking out of the house and there was a lot of offerings kept. Sandesh, Rasgulla, sweet rice. And Krishna and Balaram started speaking loudly. How dare you imposters carry us away? And I heard you and Nitai speak very chastisingly to Krishna and Balaram, saying that those days when Vaishyas, when Krishna and Balaram, you were ruling the world, those days are gone. Now we have taken over. I saw Nitai speak like this. And then Balaramji challenged Nitai. He said, keep these offerings here only, they are meant for us. If you take it away in the name of, I swear by the name of Krishna, I will punish you. And then you know what happened, Nimai? I saw Nitai give a reply. Prite yadina chadi be, khai be maran, lutiya kai levara khi be konjan. Nitai told Balaram that prem se de do sab kuch. Prite yadina chadi be, khai be maran, otherwise you will get beaten by us. All these offerings, lutiya khai leva, we will just take them away and we will eat them. Rakhi be konjan, who is going to stop us? Let me see. And then Balaram said, are you not afraid of Krishna? So Nityananda, you know what he said? Nitai said, Nityananda bole tora Krishnera ki dar. Nityananda said, who is afraid of your Krishna? Nityananda bole tora Krishnera ki dar. Gaur Chandra Vishwambara Amara Ishwar. Lord Chaitanya is our Ishwar. And then Pachimata said, I saw four of you constantly fight. Yai mata kalaha kara e chari jan kada kadi kori kare karae bojan. You are wrestling, pushing, pulling, knocking each other out and taking the food and eating. This is the dream I had. The four of you are having fight. So as she was narrating this dream, Lord Chaitanya started laughing. Lord Chaitanya said that every day when he used to offer bhoga to our deities Krishna Balaram, after the offering I would see that some bhoga was little less. Prasadam, when it would come out of the altar, the prasadam quantity would be little less. And I used to think, how come the quantity is less? But today I understood that actually our deities have life. They are actually eating it. And that time when the prasad would be less, I used to suspect whom? Tomara vadure mora sandeya chila aji seya mara mane sandeya guchila. I used to suspect your daughter-in-law is stealing it and eating. So Lord Chaitanya is making a joke of his own wife. He is telling his mother that I thought my wife was taking the prasad and eating it. So as Lord Chaitanya was narrating this to his mother, Lakshmi Priya was inside and she was listening to this conversation. Hase Lakshmi Jagan Mata Swami Rava Chane Antareta Kiya Sabu Swapnakata Shune. So Antareta, she was inside hearing this conversation between her husband Lord Chaitanya and her mother-in-law Mother Sachi. And hearing this conversation, she started laughing. For like this, they used to have very nice conversation. Sachimata had this dream. Then Sachimata told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, go and get Nitai for lunch. I have prepared lunch. So then he went to Nityananda Prabhu and said, Nityananda, Mother Sachi has prepared lunch. Come, but behave yourself properly. Don't act crazily. So immediately Nityananda said, why are you asking me to behave properly? I never behave badly. I am always in proper behavior. Like that. So then they came, they were eating food. Mother Sachi was serving and suddenly while serving Prasad, she began to see both of them, God Nitai. She suddenly appeared to them as Krishna Balaram. And they saw them as Ram Lakshman. And seeing this, she became giddy. And in great devotional ecstasy, she fell unconscious. And when she got up, she started crying profusely. So these were pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And especially Lord Nityananda, who is exemplifying this most amazing quality of being supremely blissful and also supremely merciful. And we cannot end the Nityananda Tridashi lecture without glorifying Nityananda Prabhu's most amazing associates. See, the way Lord Nityananda's associates exemplified hearing chanting, it is the most extraordinary phenomenon in this creation. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Leela, describes how Lord Nityananda Prabhu went to Panihati. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had ordered Nityananda Prabhu that, see, I am preaching to educated people, very high class scholarly people like Saravam Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, Ramananda Rai. But there are a lot of low-class people who are will not come to Krishna consciousness. So you have to go and deliver them. Yeah, and you go to Bengal and preach. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu to give Krishna prema to the most fallen. And Nityananda Prabhu had his wonderful associates. With them, they all went to deliver the fallen souls. And Nityananda Prabhu's associates were Ramdas, who is known as also as Abhiram Gopal Thakur. Then he had Gadadhar Das, Raghunath Vaidya, Parameshwar Das, Murari Chaitanya, Krishna Das Pandit. About each one of them, there can be books written. They would dance, chant, they would be in ecstasy, and they would go to Bengal, but they would chant, they would not know where they are going. They knew they want to go to Bengal. And after going for a long distance, they would ask some villager, which is the route to Navadvip, Bengal? And the villager would say, hi, you have come wrong, you have come 8 miles wrong distance, you have to go other side. Then they would say, okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. They would again chant and dance and go, again they would get lost. And after many hours, they would ask another villager, how far is the road to Bengal? And then again that villager would say, hi, you have come 20 miles this side, wrong side. So like this, they would go here and there, but somehow they reached Bengal. So Nanda Sakur says, they are completely absorbed in Krishna. And Abhiram Gopal, once when they were chanting and dancing, suddenly at one point of time he stopped. And everyone surrounded him. And he stood in a threefold bending form with the pose of playing a flute. And everybody surrounded him and they started chanting and dancing. Like this they did kirtan for non-stop 9 hours. So this is how they used to do chanting. And then they reached Panihati. And there was Raghav Pandit there. Raghav Pandit saw. He got overjoyed. Nityananda Prabhu has come with his associates. And they had big feast, big kirtan, lot of chanting. And that time there were 3 best singers in Nityananda Prabhu's party. You know, there are 3 Ghosh brothers. Govinda Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh and Madhav Ghosh. And that kirtan was so ecstatic. Lord Nityananda was dancing that everybody was wonderstruck. The earth was literally shaking. And suddenly in the middle of the kirtan, Nityananda Prabhu said, get me a garland of fresh kadamba flowers. Everybody was surprised. Raghav Pandit said, my dear Lord, this is Bengal. We don't get kadamba garland here. And moreover, this is not the kadamba season. Nityananda Prabhu smiled. He said, no, go to the garden, go to the courtyard and see. So Raghav Pandit came outside and he was shocked. He saw in front of him the huge lemon tree, and that lemon tree there were beautiful kadamba flowers. So he knew that Nityananda Prabhu is performing some most astounding miracle. And then again the kirtan began. And suddenly during the kirtan, everyone began to smell fragrance of Damanaka flowers. And everybody was surprised. And they looked at Nityananda Prabhu, because Damanaka flowers are not found in Panihati in Bengal. They are found only in Jagannath Puri. And everybody was asking, where is this fragrance of Damanaka flowers coming from? So Nityananda Prabhu revealed. He said, your kirtans are so satisfying to Lord Chaitanya, who is in Jagannath Puri. He is dressed with a fresh Damanaka flower garland. And he is so happy with their kirtan that he has descended into this kirtan. But none of you can see him because he is invisible. But he is present. And he is allowing us to feel the fragrance of his garland. Then the devotees became very happy. And when Lord Nityananda Prabhu revealed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here, their kirtans became wild. Not wild like we have. Our wild is wild. But their wild is with intense love and devotion. That is the wild. So they had very ecstatic kirtan. And then there were associates. What the associates did of Nityananda Prabhu? There was a tree, huge tree. They all jumped on the tree, they climbed the tree. Some of them, they stood on the branches and they started dancing. Nothing happened to them. Some of them even went on the leaf and the leaf didn't break. And they were standing there and dancing. And some devotees, they picked up a huge tree with the root. The tree which could not be lifted by 10 people, a devotee would single-handedly lift it with one hand and he would dance also with that. And there was Abhiram Gopal. He went into ecstasy. Suddenly, he picked up one tree which 25 people could not lift. He just picked it up, put it like a flute and stood in a threefold bending form, and everybody surrounded him and started doing kirtan. This is the way they would do kirtan. And then when the kirtan was going on, children were seeing what is happening. So children came and they started joining the kirtan. So they were enjoying it. The children were dancing, chanting, and the children's parents, they were wondering where our children have gone. So they came searching. They saw the children are in the kirtan. When they came closer, they also got affected by the kirtan. They also started chanting and dancing with their own children and Nityanand Prabhu and the associates. And you know what happened? How long the kirtan lasted? That kirtan went on non-stop for 3 months. This is the power of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's kirtans. He had one associate, Gadadhar Das. He was so wild, so intense with love for Krishna, that he rode one day. Bengal was ruled by one Qazi, who was a Hindu hater. He said, "Qazi, where are you? Chant Krishna's name, chant Hari's name, or I'll kill you." So roaring he went. And when he came, the Qazi's guards of the palace, they saw Gadadhar Das' face is so innocent, so pure, filled with love and compassion. For the guards didn't know what to do. And this fellow, Gadadhar Das is roaring, "Qazi, where are you? Qazi, where are you? Chant Hari, chant Hari's name." So the guards just kept quiet. They allowed him to go inside. Meanwhile, the Qazi was inside. He came to know that there is one Gadadhar Das who is running around threatening to kill him if he doesn't chant Krishna's name. So Qazi got very angry. Qazi said, "Who is this Gadadhar Das?" So meanwhile, Gadadhar Das, this was middle of the night, Gadadhar Das came up to Qazi's palace. He came in front of him and he roared. He said, "Qazi, don't you realize Krishna is incarnated as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most munificent, most benevolent. He has come to give the holy name of Krishna. Chant Hari's name." So Qazi, seeing Gadadhar Das's innocence, purity, devotion, compassion, he got so affected. He said, "Gadadhar, I will chant, but it is very late tonight. You go home. Tomorrow morning I will chant Hari's name." So Gadadhar Das said, "Why tomorrow? Just now you chanted Hari. By telling me that you will chant tomorrow morning the name of Hari, you chanted Hari's name." And then Gadadhar Das became ecstatic. He started jumping, dancing, even mad in kirtan. So like this, these were some of the associates of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. They could do anything and everything. There was Murari Chaitanya. Murari Chaitanya would go to the forest. He would catch a tiger, sit on the tiger, hold the tail of the tiger with one hand, and with the other hand he would slap the tiger and he would say, "Chant Hari." And that would, and the tiger would start chanting the Lord Hari's name. And then he would go to the river, you know, for him to do bhajan alone. Like sometimes we want to be alone. So Murari Chaitanya also had this desire to be alone sometimes. So he would go underwater and stay in the water for many days. And then he would come out of the water after many days, he would come with a few crocodiles, and all those crocodiles would also be chanting. He would pick up pythons, huge pythons, and put them on his lap and make them chant Hare Krishna. And there was Abhiram Gopal. Abhiram Gopal had this whip called Jai Mangal. Generally, if you beat somebody with a whip, that person would cry with pain. But when Abhiram Gopal would whip someone with his Jai Mangal, that person would get love for Krishna. And he would start jumping, dancing in great love and happiness. And there was Gauri Das, there was Miniketan. Miniketan Ramdas was very special. Anybody would see, he would go and jump on that person. And he would put himself on the back. And by Miniketan Ramdas's touch, that person would start saying, "Krishna, Krishna." You couldn't stop chanting Krishna's holy names. So these are all in one lecture I was hearing day before yesterday. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving all these examples of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's associates. And he said, all these associates of Lord Nityananda are actually cowherd boys. And we are all like cows. Conditioned souls are like cows. Cowherd boys will take cows to the Goshala. So all these Nityananda Prabhu's associates have come to take all of us cow-like conditioned souls back to the original Goshala, which is Golok Vrindavan. So they have come and they are performing these pastimes. And we are hearing these pastimes so that we get purified of our lower desires and we rise in our consciousness and we are happy. All our problems, you know, all our anxieties and the distress you all have, we also have. Whoever you are, sannyasi, brahmachari, vanapras, grihastha, everyone will have enough worry in this world. But these, you know, these worries and tensions and anxieties, they are at a certain level. And we, our consciousness is at a little higher level. That's why we are alive. That's why we are not crazy. We are at a level higher than our problems. But generally what happens, let's say the problems are at a level 3, 4, 5. We have to be at level of 6, 7, 8. There has to be some buffer also. Because the problems sometimes... But what happens sometimes, these problems go above our consciousness. They become so overwhelming. They rise above us. They go to 9 or 10. But if we are always absorbed in hearing and chanting the Lord's pastimes and chanting holy names, then our consciousness will always be above 10. If we keep our consciousness at a higher level by absorbing ourselves in Lord's holy names, then how much ever the fluctuations happen in these issues, the problems and anxieties, we will be peaceful. Therefore, it's our aspirations. You know, sometimes we may not be able to pray for Krishna Prem. Sometimes devotees say, Prabhu, I find this very artificial to pray for love for Krishna. But at least we can be realistic in our prayers. You know, if we can't pray for taste, at least let us pray for enthusiasm. You know, if we can't pray for Krishna Prem, at least we can pray for attention in our chanting. Like a beggar, you know, a beggar will not ask a billionaire for 1 lakh rupees. A beggar is standing and somebody is going. A beggar will not say 1000 rupees do. He will say 5 rupees do. Beggar will have a reasonable ambition. Well, let us also have a reasonable ambition today. Even if we are not able to aspire for something very high, at least let us rise one level above. And now to the last part of today's class. I'll not take much time now. We are going to now discuss briefly how we can please Lord Nityananda today. What can we do by which we can make our lives, mold our lives in such a way that Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy showers upon us relentlessly. The last few minutes we'll take to understand how, if we want to please Nityananda Prabhu, we have to take exclusive shelter of Krishna's holy names. Because Lord Nityananda Prabhu's biggest gift is this, holy names of Krishna. When Lakshman was attacked by Ravan, and Ravan made Lakshman unconscious, and Hanuman came and revived Lakshman, and Lakshman came back to consciousness, the first thing he told Lord Ram, Lord, kill this Ravan immediately. But when the same Lakshman came as Nityananda Prabhu, and same Ravan came as Madhai, and when he hurt Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu told Lord Chaitanya, don't kill him, give him love for Krishna. So this is Lord Nityananda's compassion. All the 6 demons have come in different incarnations. Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha represents which anartha? Greed. Hiranyakashipu, pride. Ravana, lust. Kumbhakarna, illusion. Shishupal, envy. Dantavakra, anger. 6 anarthas, and Krishna killed all these 6 demons. But when the same Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, same Ravan Kumbhakarna, same Shishupal Dantavakra came as Jagai Madai, Lord did not invoke Sudarshan Chakra, but he gave them the holy name. And these 6 demons, they all were there in Jagai Madai. All of them were combined existing in Jagai Madai. And Lord Chaitanya did not kill them. He just gave them the holy name of Krishna. But this is the most powerful chakra. And it works well. The holy name works well when we have humility. And Lord Chaitanya Prabhu exemplified this tolerance and humility. He killed Roma Harshan with a single blade of grass. But as Nityananda Prabhu, same Balram, put that blade of grass in his mouth and he was beseeching everyone to chant Krishna's holy names. And all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, all our acharyas, they have got mercy of Radha Krishna. They have got mercy of Lord Chaitanya through Lord Nityananda. Our Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana Gurus, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, in their lives, Nityananda Prabhu has played the most critical role. Rupa and Sanatana Goswami met Lord Chaitanya for the first time in Ramkeli. But they met Lord Chaitanya first they met Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Nityananda Prabhu took them to Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to escape from his material entanglement, but he could not escape. Just like we are trying to get ourselves free from Maya, but we are not able to get free from Maya. So Raghunath Das Goswami was just not able to escape. But when he came to know that Nityananda Prabhu has come to Panihati, he came to Panihati and he was serving Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda said, you serve all my associates. And Raghunath Das Goswami was a multi billionaire. And Nityananda Prabhu did not ask him for gold or jewels or money. He said, just give chudadahi, serve chudadahi to my associates. Chudadahi is very simple. And he served happily. And Lord Nityananda became so happy after this festival, Panihati Chidadahi festival. Lord Nityananda gave mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami and said, very soon you will be able to escape from your suffering and you will get shelter of Lord Chaitanya. And very soon after that, Raghunath Das Goswami could escape. So we are also facing same situation. We go through so much of struggle, the material energy is relentlessly attacking us, battering us, bruising us. We are not able to escape from the clutches of Maya. But only if Nityananda Prabhu is pleased by our service to his associates, we can get freedom from this. Lord Nityananda Prabhu gave a lot of mercy to Narottam Das Thakur, Jiva Goswami. The list is endless. But the two most important personalities is Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, and he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrit. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was a very great devotee of Lord Nityananda. When Lord Nityananda came to Kaviraj Goswami's village, Jamatpur, Nityananda Prabhu's associate, Miniketan Ramdas, came there. And in the temple, there was one pujari, Gunarnava Mishra. He was a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he did not respect Nityananda Prabhu. And Kaviraj Goswami's brother, there was a controversy that happened. Fight. Miniketan Ramdas was very upset, not because he wanted respect, but because he knew that this attitude of not respecting Lord Nityananda was very faulty. So in great sarcastic anger, he broke his flute and walked away. And Miniketan Ramdas walked away, Gunarnava Mishra did not respect, he argued with Miniketan Ramdas. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother, he took side with Gunarnava Mishra. He also did not accept Nityananda Prabhu. When Kaviraj Goswami came to know this, he was so sad. He chastised his brother. He said, "You fool! Nityananda na mane hobe sarvanash. Dvi bhai ekatanu samana prakash. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are same. And by not accepting Nityananda Prabhu, you are destroying yourself." And he chastised his brother. And that night, Lord Nityananda appeared in the dream of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and said, he was already very elderly at that time. He said, "You leave everything and go to Vrindavan." And by the order of Nityananda Prabhu, Kaviraj Goswami went to Vrindavan, and there he got shelter of Raghunath Das Goswami on the banks of Radhakund, and he heard Lord Chaitanya's pastime from him every day. And then he went on to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is Kaviraj Goswami who is teaching us the mood. So we can please Lord Nityananda Prabhu today by chanting Hare Krishna, by taking shelter of devotees. Kaviraj Goswami is such an exalted Vaishnava that in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is telling his readers that you please go and read Chaitanya Bhagavat written by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Generally, if you see an author, when he is writing a book, he will always try to show how his book is better than all the previous books written on this subject matter, because I am writing something very nice. But Kaviraj Goswami is writing how actually you should read the earlier book. Ore Muda Loka Shuna Chaitanya Mangal Yahara Shravana Nashe Sarva Amangal. O Muda Loka, O foolish people of this world, go and read that book. Here is a writer writing in his book that you go and read Vrindavan Das Thakur's book. Krishna Lila Bhagavata Kahe Veda Vyas Chaitanya Lilara Vyas Vrindavan Das. He says Krishna Lila is in Bhagavat and written by Veda Vyas, and Chaitanya Lila, Veda Vyas, is Vrindavan Das Thakur. So this is very, very significant. Non-enviousness, the desire to glorify other Vaishnavas. If these qualities we imbibe, then we can please Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda's mercy is so hope-giving that Kala Krishna Das was an associate of Lord Chaitanya and he fell down. Can you imagine? Now, Kala Krishna Das was not like Jagai Madai. Yeah? We should know this. Jagai Madai were drunkards, low class. Who was Kala Krishna Das? Stridana Dekana Tandra Loba Janmaila Arya Sarala Viprera Buddhina Shakoila. Kala Krishna Das was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant, and they were going South India. Kala Krishna Das got distracted by Bhattahari women and their wealth, and he left service of Supreme Lord to pursue Maya. And he was not a low class man. Stri Dana Dekhana Tanra Loba Jan. He saw women and wealth and he got crazy. But he was not like Jagai Madai. He was Arya, civilized man. Arya Sarala, simple person. Viprera, Brahminical, very clean. Still, Buddhi Nasha Koila. still his mind went. And Srila Prabhupada writes there in the purport that if some associate of Lord Chaitanya can fall down, how fragile is our position. Any moment we can fall victim to Maya. And then what happened? Lord Chaitanya came back to Puri and he told all the devotees, I reject Kala Krishna Das because he left my service. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Kala Krishna Das and Kala Krishna Das was crying, begging for mercy. And the devotees told Lord Chaitanya repeatedly, Lord Chaitanya said, I have nothing to do with them. And then he took shelter of the Vaishnavas and these devotees had meeting amongst themselves how to help Kala Krishna Das. Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukunda, Damodar, Chari Jane, Yukti Tabe, Kurila, Antar. Nityanand Prabhu was the leader. Jagadanand, Mukunda, Damodar, they all came together. They discussed how to help Kala Krishna Das. They came up with an idea that we can send him to Navadvip with news of Lord Chaitanya and Mahaprasad to Sachi Mata, Advaita Acharya. And all of them will be very happy, Srivas Thakur. And then they went to Lord Chaitanya and said, Mahaprabhu, can we send Kala Krishna Das to Navadvip? Lord Chaitanya smiled. He said, do what you want. In other words, he approved that Kala Krishna Das had taken shelter of his associates. And then Kala Krishna Das went to Navadvip and he spread the happy news everywhere. And then all the devotees led by Advaita Acharya came together at Srivas Thakur's house and they had 3-4 days of intense festival. And Kala Krishna Das went on to become one of the 64 Mahans in the Nityanand Prabhu's branch. So here is a person who actually fell down. He actually fell down, but he got a second innings by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So even if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejects, Nityananda Prabhu is the hope. Se sambandha nahi jar, brita janma gelo tar, e pashu bodo durachar. So who is that foolish animal-like person who doesn't want to establish a relationship with Nityananda Prabhu, who can give us hope and shelter? And to conclude, we need to remember Srila Prabhupada today. He was truly representing the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. When he was in 26-second Bauri, he had put tilak in a place. So these hippies would come for program. One hippie picked up that tilak and he said, there's no water. So what he did? He put his own saliva. He said, spat. Prabhupada saw. Prabhupada didn't get angry. He got up, went to him, put water on his palm and then helped him make tilak. Srila Prabhupada, you can imagine what he had to tolerate. He went to Melbourne, La Trobe University, and there he is giving class. In the middle of the class, people started throwing things at him. They started hurling abuses, and Srila Prabhupada had to be escorted safely through the backstage. And as they somehow managed to put Srila Prabhupada in the car, this rebellious youth group, they came running, throwing black paint, throwing stones, and as the car started, they started kicking the car. And Srila Prabhupada was quietly inside the car, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they left. Here is a person who was in Vrindavan at one time, meeting all the presidents, governors, chief ministers. He had already published Bhagavatam. He could have easily become a Babaji, well-known person in India. Here, in the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, is going out, taking risks, and giving people Krishna consciousness. You know, in one recent class I was hearing, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying that, when Nityananda Prabhu made Jagai Madai devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried in ecstasy. But then Maharaj said, just imagine, Srila Prabhupada made so many Jagai Madai's devotees. So how much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be crying in gratitude and ecstasy. And there is one lecture of Srila Prabhupada given here at Cross Maidan. He spoke Jagai Madai past time. And he said, by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Jagai Madai were delivered. And today by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, wholesale Jagais and Madais are getting delivered. So Srila Prabhupada called all of us as wholesale Jagais and Madais. And that same Cross Maidan Pandal, Srila Prabhupada revealed how he is carrying Nityananda Prabhu's mission. By the last day of that Pandal program was, last day he conducted a Vedic marriage ceremony where Vegavan was a Swedish boy and Padmavati was an Australian girl. He got them married in the Pandal in front of 30,000 people. Vedic Yajna marriage of a Swedish boy and an Australian girl by an Indian sannyasi. It crossed Maidan and in the end Prabhupada said, this is real United Nations. And that time United Nations had become very prominent. So Srila Prabhupada was carrying on this mood. And when Tamal Krishna Maharaj once asked Srila Prabhupada that one devotee had repeatedly fallen And he had asked Prabhupada that how much chance we should give him. Prabhupada said, unlimited. Because Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is unlimited. Of course, that doesn't mean we take this license. And Srila Prabhupada was the first one to install Gaur Nithai deities everywhere, all over the world, in such a big scale. Before Srila Prabhupada, in Gaudiya Vaishnava, in Gaudiya Math, if you see, the Gaur Gadadhar deities are very common. Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit deities are always there. Gaur Gadadhar. But Srila Prabhupada knew that for the Western world, which practically means the modern world, all of us are also Western world, basically the modern world, Gaur Nithai are the hope, especially Nityananda Prabhu is the hope. And Srila Prabhupada emphasized on this. So to conclude, today we discussed some very important points. We discussed the identity of Lord Nityananda Prabhu as Balaram, and as we also discussed how he gives unlimited happiness. He is Nitya Ananda, is full of bliss, and this bliss we can experience by connecting to a bona fide spiritual master and taking shelter of the holy names and by having a service attitude. And then we discussed how he is not only supremely blissful, he is also supremely merciful. And for this we discussed the pastime of Jagai and Madai, where it is established that Nityananda Prabhu wants to teach us three things. We receive the mercy, rectify ourselves, and then remind others of Krishna. And therefore he is the most amazing combination, where he has the best product of happiness and is freely distributing to everyone. And then his amazing associates also were intoxicated with love for Krishna. And to access this mercy of Lord Nityananda, what we have to do? We have to take shelter of the holy names and cultivate humility and be in the association of devotees. Actually, Gaur Nithai are like jailers, you know. Like imagine you are in a prison house and the two jailers come and they open the door. Go out, run away, bhago. So material world is Durga, jail. Gaur Nithai have come, they have opened the jail doors and they are telling us, get out of this material world, get out. And we are just sitting inside the jail, comfortable. Hai na, 10,000 saal hai na abhi. We'll wait. No, we have to get out now only. Otherwise it will be too late. Just, you know, other 2 days back I was talking to our Mathura Mohan Prabhu. He was telling me a very nice point. He was saying Krishna's maya is so powerful. He was saying Krishna said in the Gita, mama maya duratyaya. He said my maya is very difficult to overcome. Krishna did not say simply maya duratyaya. Because if he had said maya duratyaya, maya is difficult, we would have thought, maya is difficult but I am strong. Therefore Krishna said, mama maya duratya, it's my maya, which is very powerful. So we get scared. And then Krishna also did not say only mama maya. Because if he had said mama maya, my maya, we would have thought, oh, Krishna is sweet, so his maya also is sweet. So Krishna said mama maya duratya. So both are there. Very dangerous. And then he gave a nice example. He said, imagine, I like this example very much. This is realization. He said, imagine somebody comes and tells you, go to that house, there is lot of gold there and you can steal it and become rich, go fast. And you are excited to go there, and the same man goes to that house and tells the owner, this man is going to come, this devotee with tilak and shika, he is going to come and steal, be careful. So the same person is telling you to steal the money, and the same person is telling the owner also, this fellow is going to come and steal. So what will happen to that owner of the house? He will be super alert. So then Prabhuji was telling me that Krishna is telling us, back to Godhead jao, asana hai, hari bol, hari Krishna karo, back to Godhead. And then the same Krishna is telling maya also, see, here is this devotee. He is trying to go back to Godhead. Be careful. He is going to get out of your clutches. So Krishna is having a great time. So he was telling that we are caught, you know, maya. Krishna is also telling us to go. So we have no choice, no hope. And our hope is Nityananda Prabhu, because somebody like mode of goodness, Raghunath Das Goswami, he also could get mercy only by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Somebody affected by mode of passion, like Kala Krishna Das, he also got mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And somebody affected by mode of ignorance, Jagai Madai. So we are affected by all the three modes. So we have nobody else than Nityananda Prabhu. And if going back to Godhead is an exam, and you have to clear that exam, only then you can go back to Godhead. That is a rule. And if Krishna is the examiner of this, then we have to get 100 out of 100. That means we have to be pure, pure devotee. Then we can go back to Godhead. So if going back to Godhead is an exam that we have to clear, and if Krishna is the examiner, how much marks we have to get? 100%. But if you accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the examiner, what we have to do? We have to simply give the exam. He will pass us. But if you accept Nityananda Prabhu as the examiner, then we don't even have to give the exam. Just remember your roll number. And what is that? If you remember our roll number, we will not only pass the exam, we'll get prasad also. And what is that roll number? Two things you have to remember. We have to remember to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. We have to remember this identity that I am a servant of the devotees and servant of Krishna. So if you are fixed in this mood, Jivara Swarupe, Krishna Ranitya Das, then we can access the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Thank you very much. Shri Nityananda Trayodashi Mahamotsav Ki Jai. Shri Shritai Gaurachandra Bhagavan Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.